Breakfast with Crossy.
It's Brekkie with Crossy here on Kicks Country, and cheers, y'all. Is the brand new single from Cassidy Rae, and I actually get to look at her, which I'm very happy about. I can say hello.
Hi.
Cassidy, how are you?
I'm good, Luke. How are you?
Oh, you know, keeping busy, staying out of trouble, taking each day as it comes. You know, living the cliche life.
I almost say as you should, but sometimes getting up to the most fun is being mischievous.
Well, I mean, that who told you?
Oh, look at me just getting up to the most fun right now, hanging out with you.
I almost dug myself into a hole then. Which
really?
So we're just not going to, you know, I'm going to fill that hole in and say, no, no, it's not even there. Nobody knows. There's nothing to see here. It's like that episode in one of the Naked Gun movies. Nothing to see
here.
Oh,
my gosh, yes. And just like standing after Madagascar shows the difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just the smile and wave voice.
Why is it that's so funny? But how you been? How's life been? Being that you, well, haven't been able to do cruise ships or anything like that in ages.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, the day that I was meant to leave on a cruise ship to go to Hawaii was the day that they closed the borders. So it was definitely a shock to the system when that happened. But thankfully, you know, because I'm cruising so much, I kind of come home and my parents are like, "We miss you. Come hang out with us." So they kind of were like, "Oh, it's only going to be a couple of months. Come hang out with us." I'm like, "Okay, I'll be gone in July." And then July, and then September came around, and
have they kicked you out yet?
No, surprisingly. No, they just keep taking me on adventures and we keep traveling. And, you know, it's become the situation where I'm like, I want to go here and I want to go up to Bundaberg to see my friends. And they're like, okay, let's go.
Nice.
So, no, it's been fun. I normally keep so busy, but because I'm not cruising, I actually was at home and had completely lost all sources of income. So I decided that I didn't want to become the barista or the bartender. I just wanted to make music my one and only job. So I wrote a bunch of songs and now I'm just starting to release them, which is exciting. So.
You still do the Facebook stuff, the live streams?
I do. Surprisingly, it worked well. I started them because I was cruising so much and I was meeting hundreds of people every single night and having tea with them during the day. And I wanted to kind of continue that when they got off the ship and I was still traveling to Aruba and Puerto Rico and wherever else in the Bahamas, and I started these Sunday sit-downs, and I've been doing them for like 2 years now. I couldn't believe it. Somebody actually messaged me the other day, and they're like, 104 episodes means 2 years straight of this. So
that's quite a few.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've been still going, and it's been awesome to be able to connect with people and kind of help sort of fill that gap of disconnect and fill that gap of isolation and connect in the disconnect. But then I also started live music sessions, which was kind of like piano bar, but virtually. So it's been fun. It's been so good to be able to still do music when there's not really a lot of opportunities. Well, at least before. Now it's starting to come back in.
I feel like things are starting to come back and start to get slowly back to normal.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of anxiety there because things can change so quickly.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So it's just all up in the air, but I think I'm so grateful for councils that are around the place that are trying to urge people to come back in through events. So I've been very grateful back in New South Wales, performing a lot more than I would have expected this time of year.
Do you have like festivals and that planned for the rest of the year?
At the moment, no. I'm kind of just almost taking it one day at a time. There's so much music that I have to release that festivals aren't even on the radar yet. It's performing as much as possible and sharing as much music. So whatever comes my way, I'm kind of just going with the flow and enjoying it.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, you got some new music. Cheers, y'all.
You're saying it well. I saw you practicing on Kicks Live on Monday night.
I just like to stir Justin sometimes.
It was definitely fun listening to y'all. I can't believe that it's become a thing, though. I'm surprised that Australians don't say it more. Like, we say Yui for a U-turn and cuppa for a cup of tea or Macca's for McDonald's. Y'all is you all shortened.
We've got mate. Cheers, mate. Cheers, dude.
Yeah. But then if there's a numerous amount of people, like, I got to the point where I was just saying it. Like, I flew overseas performing on cruise ships. Actually, I should back up. When I was 10, my family took us on like the trip of a lifetime to America, and we went to Disneyland. And the one thing that we remember was my mum walking around, and anytime she talked to Americans, she would start going into their accent. And we just laughed it off because we thought she was joking. And then flash forward to me being on cruise ships, I walked in going, "G'day, how you going?" And I walked off going, "Hey, y'all, how y'all doing?" And I didn't even realize that I'd picked it up. Like, it had just become this natural thing. So I came back home and I was like, it's just easier to say y'all. And now I'm doing my live music sessions and I'm holding up my cup and I'm saying, "Cheers, y'all." I'm actually getting Australian saying it back because it's easy.
I was never good at accents. I did this theatre thing where they wanted us to speak in a... I wasn't American. I can do American better than I can do British, but it was a British accent. I just could not do it.
I really want to hear this now.
I sound far too Australian.
Really?
Yeah, far too Australian for my own good, really.
That's funny.
I'm not going to do it because I can't remember how to do it. It's been a while.
See, because there's so many different... nationalities on board. I have a lot of friends from the UK, and so I'd always start with "Hello, darling," and then they all talk like this, like all the time, and it was really hard to get out of. And then the Americans are just all Southerners. Surprisingly, no matter where I went, I thought, you know, there's different accents for different genres. Like you have LA, and they're like, you know, "Oh my God, there's a dog in my purse." And then the New York was just like "car park," very, very Australian. And then it's like the entire rest of the country is just extremely Southern. Like yeah. You just hear y'all all the time. You pick it up without realizing it.
Awesome. Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kix.